You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on December 28, 2022, and is titled Overcomers. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
I learned one just a minute ago. I had to take a horse to the vet the other day. Well, he was really sick, and I'm pretty sure we hadn't got the bill yet, but I guarantee it's more than $500. And she sat down there and she said, "You never said anything about how much that horse cost." We're probably not done with that conversation yet. God, I'm ignorant sometimes. But then, verse 38, then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized." Why would he talk about being baptized? Because it's baptism by immersion, and it's baptism by obedience. It's the same baptism that Jesus brought on this very day, the baptism of the Holy Ghost for all who would be born again and welcomed into the kingdom of God, an unshakable kingdom. I'm going to spend the rest of my life not promoting heaven or hell, not promoting a Jesus in a genie bottle that you can just rub it and get what you want. We got plenty of guys doing all that part. I want to somehow figure out how to live in a way that I can explain, share, or just people visibly see that I dwell in the presence of God, kingdom of God, that you don't find me worried, you don't find me fearful, you don't find me in lack, you don't find me in extreme extravagance. You know, the Bible says, don't give me so little, God, that I steal, but don't give me so much I forget about you. He said, repent and be baptized. Down here in verse 40, and I'm about done. And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them. How many of you right there says, be saved for heaven? Anybody's Bible say that? Anybody got a Bible that says, be saved from hell? Anybody's Bible say that in verse 40? My Bible says, be saved from this perverse generation. You want to be saved from a cosmos you're not going to fix? You want out of it? Repent. Be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Dwell in the kingdom of God. Be a hearer and a doer of the word that comes from the Holy Spirit, not from a Moses standing up here yapping at you once a week, but from the Holy Ghost himself. Walk in the power from on high. Be delivered. Delivered from the clutches of the prince of the air and come into the welcoming, peaceful, joyful presence of God. He's long-suffering. It doesn't matter how long this takes. His patience exceeds anything that we could possibly think of. To him, a day is like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. But come. Come. But this time, don't ask Jesus to come in your mess. See if you can bring your mess into his dwelling. Lord, could I take my life and this time lay it down at your altar? Would you gather up all my junk and me and you together get it chunked out the back door? God, would you come in and help me sweep my house clean so there's plenty of room for you? Fill me up that I could obey your Holy Spirit, be convicted by your presence, God, be blessed by your presence, not condemned by man-made religion. Not fearful of the cosmos any longer, because I have a king. Do you have a king? He's more than a conqueror. He's an overcomer. When you get up off them pews here in a minute, everybody's got a steer in the chute. Everybody's got a steer in the chute. If you'll spend all your time looking around, he's going to kick your hiney one more time. If you'll get your focus on what you got to do and what you got to tend to, you can too be more than a conqueror. You can be an overcomer. And you can serve the living God. His name is King Jesus. All I got. Anybody got anything? Right here tonight, every head up, every eye open. If there's anybody in this room tonight that knows that you don't dwell in the kingdom of God, you know it. I don't care if you've been going to church since Moby Dick was a minute. I don't care. You do not understand. You have not seen nor entered. And you're the one who knows. I'm not going to pray you in. I'm just going to pray that God will get everything out of the way that he can draw you to the door. So if that's you tonight and you want to come to that door and stand and have a church stand with you, the church, then come on down here right now. Every head up, every eye open, no background music. If you want, if you're going to ask Jesus to take over your life, you can come in the kingdom of God. You got a bucket full of junk that you'd like to get rid of. Just come stand right here for a minute because there's going to be some more. Is there anybody else that would like to see the benefits of God in your life because you've not been dwelling in the kingdom? Anybody else? Guys, come on. I'm not picking on anybody. But if you've been living at the ranch, it's because you got junk. You don't go there because you've been singing too loud in church. Is that right? Yeah. So every time I get around people that's been having a little bit of a hard time, they're always the first ones down here. You know who's the hardest? People who've been playing church that's made everybody believe they're okay. And when it comes to God, you're stinking it up and you know it. Just fake them out. Are you full of the Holy Ghost? Do you dwell in the kingdom of God? Is Jesus your Lord and can you hear his voice? If not, and you want that to happen for you today, then I'm going to ask God to create that opportunity, but you're going to have to come down here. So, I'm not going to sing another verse. Just going to stand here with my head up, my eyes open. There's not one of you I'm afraid of. Come on. Which one of you is afraid of Jesus? Which one of you is afraid of Jesus taking over your life? Because listen, boys, when I thought I was going to lose my most precious cargo 27 years ago, because I was enjoying the cosmos. Cosmos wants your kids. Cosmos wants your marriage. Cosmos wants your stuff. I wouldn't have cared who was standing anywhere. I wanted Jesus to save me from this perverse generation. I wasn't looking for heaven, and I sure wasn't afraid of hell. I was absolutely certain that's the only place they'd have a jackpot team open. You wasn't going to get me with that. So I'm not browbeating anybody into anything. But I know for a fact, because I can hear my God, that some of you are going to leave here tonight still faking everybody out. And I'm telling you, time's short, and I'm done. God's done. I'm done. I'm not mincing no words. I'm not going to play along anymore. We're just going to talk about the kingdom of God, and I want everybody to have the opportunity to dwell in the presence of God. Drive all the way from California to accept an invitation. Yeah, we sit around every week. We go home and nothing changes. Get our tails handed to us three times a week or more. So, going once, going twice. If you're sitting there tonight now and you know right in the pit of your gut that, look, I know Jesus is calling me up here. He's calling me to this. It just ain't easy to do it this way. You see, there's no ambiance. Don't need it in the presence of God. Listen to Him. In the presence of God. In the presence of God, there's a peace that transcends all understanding. You realize that Jesus is calling you up here, not so that you come to the front. Sweetie, the Lord's been calling your name for months now, hasn't He? Yeah. He's been calling your name for months. Look at this little sweetheart. Save her, Jesus, from this perverse generation. I'm not playing church anymore, guys. I'm done. I'm done playing the game. Stand here till people find their way into the kingdom of God. Not have to be perfect to do it. Just be eager. The kingdom. Let me tell you something. I don't give a crud if you live in California. California is run by a bunch of wingdings. But the kingdom of God is the same in California as He is in Texas, or He is in all over His created earth. The kingdom of God does not change. And the King is the King. Is that not right, guys? Yes. You know what God would do with all of you guys? You know what I'd do if I was God? I'd turn you upside down and shake you from your boots till there wasn't nothing left. I'm telling you, I'd shake everything out of you. Just like you. God's known you since you was a little kid. You're a good guy. You got a good heart. But you grew up being a people pleaser because you couldn't ever get good enough for anybody around you. So the next thing you do, you're like a monkey on a rope. Somebody tells you to do something, you do it. You go along to get along. Am I wrong or right? Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you come from? Artesia. You know the kingdom of God is the same in Artesia as it is in Clovis? Yeah. Yeah. He wants you to stand strong on your own two feet. He doesn't want people dictating your life anymore and telling you what you're going to do and what you're not going to do. What you're going to drink, what you're not going to drink. What you're going to smoke, what you're not going to smoke. He wants you to live your life to the full. That's been the plan ever since you was a little kid. Yeah. People move you around, don't they? Got no foundation under you. Wobble, 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 wobble. Huh? Right or wrong? Is that right? You want to be different? Okay. There's a kingdom that stands upright. You don't do wobble, wobble, wobble. Just like that. Okay? Same thing for you, tough guy. Yeah. There's always another tougher one. Yeah, you know all that already. You done found him. You never did whip them all, did you? No, sir. No. But a good young guy like you, the same thing. Everybody's trying to identify, trying to find their own identity, trying to fit in. I know this story. I could write this story for hundreds and backwards. I lived it. You don't have to do that crap to fit in. You can be done. You can be shook down, cleaned out, and then filled up. I'm going to ask God if He'll draw you through the door. It will be your testimony. When you become kingdom citizens, it's your testimony. I don't know what happens tonight when I pray. But I know that by your obedience, you'll know what happens. It's your testimony, not mine. None of you are going to make the newsletter. Because we don't have one, but you're not going to make the newsletter. Okay? Hey, listen to me. This is the only time I'm going to tell you. If you come into the kingdom of God, you don't get to play the victim anymore. Okay? You done? I mean, you've had enough bad crap happen in your life to fit 40 families. But this doesn't identify you, and it's not your excuse. He said it's finished. Can you believe that and live in that? Okay. Good. Good. All right, hey, y'all, church, won't y'all extend a hand. Won't we participate? If you want to stand up or sit down, if you want to come up here, shoot, come up here. Max, you got guys up here. Come up here. If you want to put hands on them, come up here. All of you who know Jesus, ask the same thing with me, that he'll open the door, that he'll draw them up through the door. Yeah. This is awesome. Look at this. Look here, we got everybody to the front, and this time it was God. This is awesome. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. There's a pathway that's mapped out for you. Like you had a grandma that used to pray for you or something. Yeah, because your name is already written in the archives of heaven. Okay, there's been covenanted promises over you that you have failed to fulfill because you didn't run from Jesus, but you ran from the calling on your life. And you got out in the cosmos, and that void inside of you that was always ker-thunk, 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 you found something to make that go away for a day. And then you had to do it again tomorrow because it was still doing it. Right or wrong? Don't lie to me. Am I right? Okay, perfect. 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 Jesus, I just want to come thank you, Lord, right now for your kingdom. And Jesus, I know that you're calling them in, Lord. I know it. And Lord, I pray that that all of us just bow our knee to you, Jesus, and just dwell in your presence, that you let us experience the joy of your presence, the direction of your word, to hear your voice, to be assured of the power that's within us. Lord, fill every vessel that has come to the front. Fill them. Fill them all, Lord, with the power of your Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. I'm reminded of a woman who was in dire straits. And she found the man of God, the anointed man of God. And he said, what do you have? She said, I got a jar. He said, go get some more jars. And he filled them up with oil. Oil representing the Holy Spirit. Right now, today, we've got some jars. Lord, here we come with our jars. Fill them to the brim. Pressed down. Shaking together. Overflowing. Call this young man to his purpose, Lord, and I'm telling you, break him down. Break him down, Lord, like a rented mule, and then rise him up to be a mighty man of God. Lord, that's my prayer. Raise him up to be a mighty man of God. Set this man free of everything that plagues his mind. Look at me, bud. Look at me. You've been convinced that you're a dummy. You're not a dummy. Look at me. You're not a dummy. God said that if you become born again, you'll have the mind of Christ. He's the owner of the universe. You're not a failure. You haven't crapped it up. You got potential. Potential. Anytime somebody tells you something good, you look at your shoes. You don't believe in God. You don't believe in yourself. Today's the day you come in, and God will gather you up like a chick under his wings, and he'll take you to better places, and he'll show you new things. He'll show you who you really are. You believe that? I'm praying it for you, buddy. I'm praying it for you. Amen. Life. Life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Both you ladies. Both you ladies. God is calling you. Come and sit in his presence, to weep on his feet, to wipe your tears with your hair. He wants you close enough that you can see the hairs in his nose. Girls, he's calling both of you to come see some things a lot of people can't see. Pray some things that will matter. Pray with power and conviction. Pray over your family and your friends. You'll see things from heaven, and you can speak them into reality. That's what God's called you to. Walk in that anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you and give you praise now, Lord. Give you praise. Pray for new life. Amen. New life. The old man is dead and the new man's coming up. Hallelujah. Give you all the glory, Jesus. Can you say that with me, boys? Give you all the glory, Jesus. All the glory, Jesus. There you go. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to ask God if we can't just do this from now on. I don't know about y'all. It feels good, doesn't it? How you guys doing? Huh? God will tell the truth on you, won't he? Yeah. It's awesome.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.